Kenya's President Daniel Arap Moi heads to Washington today by way of London for a meeting Thursday with President Bush at the White House. The two leaders spoke by telephone yesterday, with President Bush offering condolences for last week's terrorist attacks in Mombasa and offering American assistance in the investigation. U.S. officials are treating as credible a statement attributed to al-Qaeda, claiming its agents carried out the attacks. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in Mombasa. Michael, tell us more about this claim of responsibility.
Well, John, it came in a message posted on an Islamic website and was signed by the political office of Qaeda al-Jihad. The five-page message said, among other things, that fighters of al-Qaeda had returned to the same place where what it called the Crusader Jewish Coalition was hit 4 years ago. Now, that's a reference, of course, to the suicide bombings at the U.S. embassies in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, and Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. More than 200 people were killed in those attacks. The majority of the victims were Africans. The claim of responsibility also warns of more attacks in the future. But while U.S. officials, as you mentioned, say they are treating this claim as credible, what's unusual here is that al-Qaeda very rarely claims direct responsibility for its attacks. On the other hand, the twin attacks here last Thursday on the hotel and the Israeli charter do seem to fit the al-Qaeda MO. They were well coordinated, happening within just a few minutes of each other, and that's something we've seen before in New York and Washington, in Nairobi and Dar es Salaam, and in an unsuccessful plot by an al-Qaeda-related group, Jamaa Islamiya, to blow up several Western embassies in Singapore last year. And they also involve the use of truck bombs, which have been favored by al-Qaeda in the past.
And there's another new piece of evidence suggesting al-Qaeda involvement. It involves the missile fired at the charter airliner.
Yes, that's right. In addition to the claim of responsibility, U.S. officials are now saying that the serial numbers on the rocket launchers used to try to bring down the Israeli charter are pretty close to the numbers on a missile used in an attack on the Prince Sultan Air Base in Saudi Arabia in May. That's a base used by U.S. military aircraft. And the sequencing seems to suggest that the missile there and the missiles here came from the same batch. You put all these things together, the missiles, the claim of responsibility, I think you have strong circumstantial evidence that al-Qaeda was involved, although it's still not clear if al-Qaeda or one of the many extremist groups linked to it were eventually responsible.
And how is the investigation proceeding today?
Well, the Kenyan government is saying that the investigation is proceeding, but it's fairly clear here that it's slowing down. It's now 6 days since the attack occurred, and so far there have been no arrests. The suicide bombers who destroyed the Paradise Hotel have yet to be identified, and the Kenyan authorities don't appear to have any leads on who fired the missiles at the Israeli charter or the number of people involved. They seem to have vanished. Kenyan police are still holding six Pakistani nationals and four Somalis, though they have not been charged, and police say that so far they have found no evidence linking the men to al-Qaeda or to a Somali terrorist group, Al-Ittihad Islamiyah, that U.S. officials say may have been involved as well. One other thing, a Kenyan newspaper, The Nation, today reported that the government here knew as early as March that an attack was planned but failed to act on that information. The government is denying this.
And there remains concern about further terrorist attacks in the Horn of Africa. This is likely, I suppose, to top the agenda for Thursday's talks between President Moi and President Bush at the White House.
Absolutely, and I think that the African leaders will be looking for help with intelligence and with training and anti-terrorism measures and with equipment, surveillance planes, electronic surveillance equipment and the like, and finally, of course, for money to help finance what's likely to be a very expensive, expanded effort to keep the terrorists from striking again.
NPR's Michael Sullivan in Mombasa, Kenya.